Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Learning to Fly podcast. Today is Friday, and that means the Blue Jay Nest, which is my workshop community. It is $10 a session for in-person or online, and it is $15 to buy the recording to work on the workshop at your own time. That was really weird, work on the workshop. But anyway, I have decided I'm going to bring a miniature version of the Blue Jay Nest to you all on Fridays on the podcast. So I thought that would be kind of fun. And basically what this does is it combines whatever was in the Monday Muse workshop on Monday, obviously, in my Substack, with whatever's going on in Blue Jay Nest. Excuse me, on Friday. And it kind of gives you the best of both worlds, and it gives you a taste of what's going on. So if you'd like to join the actual workshop, you can. Or if you'd like to buy the recording, you can. So Monday of this week, what we did... Why can I not read my own newsletter? Here we go. So basically on Monday, what we did was I listed out the October prompts. And for our warm up, we looked at taking a photo and using the photo as a prompt, and trying to explore areas that we don't know so well. So maybe taking a shortcut on the way home, or going a scenic route on the way to work, or something like that. And using the things that we find in those undiscovered or unknown areas as inspiration, and if it helped to take a photo to use. So, I have this really cool poem that I wrote, and we're going to use it as inspiration for today's mini workshop. The poem goes like this. I had no idea there were magnolia trees here too. I know it's the wrong season to catch them in bloom, but I still felt so connected to a different time. I also noticed the ways the bridges take you over a lazy stream. It's almost too quiet to recognize without being told. I wonder if it and I are going to the same place, if we will someday be trading stories over autumn leaves and coffee still too hot to drink. Do other people think such things as they follow the winding paths and make their way off to places similar and still oh so different from the one I am trying to get to? And is there beauty in that, or a sense of loneliness that we are just trying to name? It took longer than any of us were expecting, but I made my way and I got where I was headed, and you're still going to be out for a little while. So, all in all, I made good on the promise to be here, and I just had an adventure on the way. Just a reminder to take the opportunities as they come, even if you don't understand what they have to offer yet. So, I am encouraging you to take a little walk or to take a detour in your drive today, wherever you may go, and pull inspiration from that. Look at something that is in the area and what it reminds you of, or what it could be representative of, or find inspiration in whatever way you can, and really lean into that and try writing something or try doing a drawing or a painting where you have the image as the base and then it becomes something else. Or just simply exist in the moment and appreciate that there is inspiration everywhere and that there are always a multitude of ways to get where you're going and a multitude of potential in taking each particular path. And maybe consider what opportunities are still lying ahead and really enjoy that. Another thing that happened in the Monday Muse workshop was I was telling a story about my adventure, and I was encouraging you to write from two different perspectives or to talk about how you experienced a moment and how somebody else experienced the same moment but differently. And I think that's a really cool prompt. I do encourage you to write from two perspectives, but in this case, I'm asking you to make up a moment, not to use personal experience. And that also ties into what we're doing in Blue Jay Nest today. So if you'd like to join, you're totally welcome to. There's still time. Just send me a message. It is at 8, no, 9 p.m. Pacific time. This podcast is going up at 5 a.m. Pacific time, so you've got a little bit of time, and we would love to have you. But we are looking at perspective, and we are looking at how to storytell in poetry, and how you can blur the lines between personal experience and making something up for the sake of art, and when it might be appropriate for each, and when you might be inspired to do one or the other, and really just exploring that part of the writing process. So it is a fun one. If you would like to know more, you can subscribe to sincerelybluejay.substack.com. And you can get these Monday Muse workshops directly to your inbox. You can create to them at any point. Usually they are art-centric, so you have options if you're not a writer. This past week I was exhausted, so I did not have backup opportunities, but usually they are there. And I would love to know what you're creating to the Substack Monday Muse workshop. If you create something from today's episode of the podcast, I'd love to know that too. And if you show up to Blue Jay Nest, I would love to see you, and it would be awesome to see what you create and what you bring to the table. And also, I love watching what people learn from each other. I'm constantly learning from the people in my workshop, and I love that they are learning from each other as well as me. So there's something really beautiful about that. And yeah, today is really just a short one, a little one that you can sit down and create too. So happy Friday, everyone. Happy creating. I'll see you again tomorrow for another episode of Learning to Fly the Podcast. Bye for now. Thank you.